The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
In your own by, guys, it's all about being sensitive, having fun, and just really being yourself.
It's the by guys. The by guys. The by guys. The by guys. The by guys.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another wonderful episode of Bye Guys with Zach and Ian. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate it. Zach, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
I'm doing great, especially because, first of all, I love both of our guests today, but Sam Rubinoff, very nervous. He has to leave early and was very Jewish, and I need to leave. And then the second the theme song started playing, he went, all right, this is all right. And usually when people see the deep talk, they go, I need to leave.
This will be an interesting half hour, I'm sure.
Yeah. No, I'm excited you're here. And Sam Rubinoff, very funny comic. And Sherry Cipriani.
Yeah, that's my government name.
Yeah.
I thought her government name is Cousin Sherry.
Yeah. That's,
yeah, it's my Cousin Sherry from Delaware.
Hell yeah, daddy.
Yeah.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
That's so fucking cool.
Yeah, it's wild.
It really makes me happy.
You're so fucking cool. I love you, man. I'm so nervous right now. I drank 2 White Claws before I came in. So fucking nervous, bro. But I'm going to be all right, man. You know? So professional.
Do you have to go back to work today?
No, fuck no. I took the whole day. This is all worth it.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Hell yeah. That's sick. Yeah, after a show one night, Sherry met Sam, and it was, I think I told this story before, but it was the greatest thing. There was a woman screaming in the street, and everybody was like, oh my God, we're scared. Like, somebody has to call the police. And Sherry came out of the comedy club, and she was drunk, and she was like, crackheads in the building, what's up? And just totally activated this woman. Let me change and scream this way. Right. I'm like, what the fuck? It was amazing.
It was just crackheads fighting, man, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you chose to, instead of, like, let them just kind of, like, be unacknowledged and invisible in the New York sphere, you gave them the spotlight.
Hell yeah, put them on stage, baby.
Yeah.
Was that the first night that, because you saw Ian had a great set that night, and
great
did
set.
did you do stand-up before that?
No, I decided to stand up after that night, because we were all on the street hanging out, and they were like, you should try stand-up, and I was like, oh, if Ian says so, then maybe I should just try.
I don't know if Ian said it. I said it.
You might have said it.
Ian was like,
agreed.
No, don't do it.
Yeah. No, I just don't looked die. Like Sam. So I said it.
Deep down in Ian's soul, like, no, the thing that makes me special in the family. The thing that makes me special.
Yeah.
Please don't.
The only one.
Nah.
Yeah.
There's enough comedy to go around, bro.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I would be furious if somebody in my family started doing comedy.
Why?
Yeah, why?
It's all I have left.
Really?
Yeah, that's all I've got, dude.
You got so much more than that.
No, yeah. Man, because everybody, all my cousins are like real things.
Like, well, then
doctors
they got shit going
and teachers.
On.
And
yeah, but
they
what
don't
if
need to take my thing.
Okay.
Right.
What if they... What would you rather them do? Someone in your family starts comedy or someone gets into wrestling?
Ooh.
Wrestling, because then we can have a blood feud.
Right. To the death.
Yeah. Business.
Yeah, wrestling would be good for business. Comedy, I don't need somebody else take. What I am funny because of my family.
Right.
I don't need somebody hitting the cheat code, skipping to the front of the line.
Right.
Because they've got the same mental abuse that I do.
Trauma, baby.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Pass the tissues. We've all got issues.
Exactly.
Let's get plugs out of the way.
Absolutely.
What do you say? Cool. Sam, what do you got? What do you want to plug?
I'm in Austin at Cap City in March, and then Helium Indianapolis in April.
Yeah.
Please buy tickets. And, go to my YouTube. Please subscribe to that. That's the most important. I'm here. Put the links right there.
Sherry, what do you got?
Podcast Degenerate Boomer with Cindy Arena, and I have a show, Sunday Supper, coming up at the Tiny Cupboard on Super Bowl Sunday at 5 p.m. Woo! And then some other shows coming up, but I don't know what they are. We'll figure it out.
Yes.
I'm still new. I'm still fucking new.
Yes. Yeah. Zachy?
Just February 17th and 18th, I will be in Saratoga Springs, New York, headline in one show Friday, two shows Saturday. Come hang out.
Hell yeah. Nice.
iAnimal69 on Twitter, Twitch, and Instagram. This weekend, I am at Governor's Long Island, February 10th and 11th. Then the 15th and 16th, I'm at Fort Worth Dallas Hyenas in McAllister, Oklahoma, 17th and 18th. And February 19th, Hollywood, Los Angeles, Hollywood Improv. It's a Sunday night. Come on out. Main room. Going to be fun. Chappelle Lacey, Jamar Neighbors, Rick Glassman, Lily Michelle, and then I'm going to close it out.
That's going to be a great show.
Time. Hell yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm really excited, man.
I'm proud of you, bro.
It's going to be a real good time. Hey, thank you.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
And check that out. Come out. See us all on the road. Say hi. We appreciate it. And if people want to sub to the network or buy a shirt, what do they do, Zach?
Oh, the best thing for them to do would be go to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo code GUYS for a 7-day free trial to all the great shows available on the Gas Digital Network. If you like it, keep it. If you don't, go screw. And go to podcastmerch.com where we have hats, long sleeve hoodies, and t-shirts for your wearing pleasure. And hey, wear it out to shows. We really, really, really appreciate it.
Yes. And special shout out to Casey Spider. You know him on Instagram?
I think so.
His name's Brian. He always wears our shirts and is like so kind and stuff. So that really is nice. I'm going to give that a special shout out.
That's very, very cool.
Yes. Yes. Perfect. Did I plug my Instagram? It doesn't matter.
E-Animal.
Yeah. I'm at Sam Rubidoff on Instagram. I forgot I have one
yes.
of those.
Yes. And what are you?
Sherry_baby11. Sherry baby.
Sherry, how long have you been doing comedy?
8 months, motherfucker.
Welcome. Thank you for hanging out with us. And Sam, I just want to go out of my way that I think Sam is so fucking funny, and
yes,
he's been around with us for a while. I remember ever since I saw you, I've always think you're tremendously talented, dude.
Thanks, man. That means a lot coming from
yes.
you. Appreciate it.
And one of my most favorite memories of Sam is years ago in the West Village, we used to bark and everything at like the Lantern and 206 Lounge and all that bullshit. And there was some guy, it was like the first like fan, I guess, or like one of the first people to ever message me after a show and be like, I thought you were great. And I was like, oh, hey, let me talk to you. And he was like, you know, I don't have a place to stay. And I was like, sleep on my couch. But I was like, kidding? So he just started immediately FaceTime videoing me, being like, I'm in New York, I'm in the park, can I stay? And I was like, hey, I was kidding. And he goes, well, I'm not. And he kept messaging me and was like, I'm going to be in the Village. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm freaking out. Me and Cassidy just got done the Village Lantern and we're walking and I'm like, dude, you got to stand on the left side of me. This guy is walking around the village. I don't know. This is crazy. Like, hide me. And I see the guy over here and then we see Sam coming down the street and he's got Mamoons. He's going, Ian, Tom, Shwarma. And I'm like, shut the fuck up, Sam. And he's like, guys, Ian, I'm over here. And we're like, Sam, eat it. Shut the fuck up. And I had to like run down the street.
It was some good lamb. You missed out.
It's good lamb. Yeah. So
my move back in the day was to get Yamanika drunk and then take her to the roti place because all those guys would hit on her and give us free food.
Oh, hell yeah.
Wow.
And drunk Yamanika.
Roti above fucking Greenwich.
Kati roll.
Kati roll.
Right?
Yes. Yeah, that guy used to give us free food at the end of the night.
He would hit on Yamanika so hard and she would be like, what the fuck y'all making? What is this? Type of food? And then I would just go home with like 8 Kati rolls.
You were her pimp?
I'd be like, strong woman. Yeah. Provide you many beautiful children.
Oh, fuck. That's awesome. What you've been doing it 8 months, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. How's it been going?
It's okay. I mean, there's a lot of corny shit going on. Uh-huh. And
don't worry, that all ends.
Sometimes, sometimes I want to shoot myself in the fucking face, and then other times I have a really good time. It's fun. I'm learning the ropes. I'm trying to figure it out. You know what I mean? I have a lot of stories and trauma and, you know, bullshit that I talk about. So
yeah.
Just trying. It ain't therapy, you know what I mean? But don't sometimes guys, I feel like I'm in an AA meeting sometimes.
Don't you guys think about, like, if you started comedy, like, later, like, how much faster you would progress because you know yourself as a person?
If I started younger, I'd have been somewhere by now, you know. Same. Like, I used to always think that, like, if I had started it... 7, I'd been famous by 15.
No, I mean, I feel like I would have stage presence then, but I also, like, I don't know, like, when I was talking about when I was, like, 20 in my early 20s, was just like, I can't find a girlfriend, and just, like, dumb.
Now you're like, I can't find a wife.
I feel like I'm glad I got it out then.
Yeah. Sure.
Because what are the, it's however, you know, the, what is it, the 10,000 hours or whatever?
Yeah.
I've also heard you have to be on stage 100 times. Before you know who you are.
Mm. Yeah, it took me a long time than that.
So, you know, I think I'm glad I got it done before I knew me.
Yeah.
Right.
Totally. When I was still a complete jerk off.
Yeah, and I got you can also see the progress and go, oh man.
And I got a lot of the shitty stuff out when I was still vaguely anonymous.
Yes.
Right.
Now you're famous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, not famous, but there's things I've definitely said on stage when I was still just doing open mics that now I'm like, Jesus Christ, I'm glad that's not recorded.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah. But also at the same time, you got to say the bad thing. You got to say the thing that comes out wrong and terrible to go, oh, shit, I shouldn't say that.
Yeah.
I'll never say that again. Yep. But you have to do it just to see how it, like, feels. And it just sucks that everything's recorded now. And so
I'm glad I got it. I'm glad
thing.
I experienced a life in comedy before social media was nuts and everything was recorded and, like, there was, like, witch hunts for open micers.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Like, I could get away with saying crazy. Like, I had blast fucking out fights at open mic. Like, I...
Oh, that sounds fun, man.
Like, I've seen some...
Yeah, I'm down for that, bro.
People screaming at me.
Not these woke-ass bitches, Aaron.
That shit would have went on Facebook net, like... The amount of times I would have been called horrible things for the things I said to people at open mics. So I'm glad that's gone, you know?
Yeah.
I'm glad those days are behind it, but I'm also really glad it was before, like...
Oh, yeah.
I would have been labeled a lot of horrible things for the shit I said.
Yeah, or the hats you wear.
I love that hat, by the way.
No, I know, I'm kidding.
Is it racist, though?
It's a great hat.
I'm trying to figure it out.
Not because it's
like a subversive thing. It's fun.
It's like, fuck the Confederacy.
Yeah,
yeah. It's a play on pride.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm sure there's some Confederates that are fags, too.
Yeah. And they're probably a little racist.
Yeah, exactly.
And sitting at this table.
100%. Uh-oh.
Yeah. Sam, have you ever been with a man?
No, I have not. What am I missing out on?
I'm just kidding.
Shame.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what?
Shame.
Guilt.
Shame.
Are you somebody who displays logic before and after?
Yeah, someone that's not, hormonal.
Oh, yeah, that would be
that
nice.
Depends.
Yeah.
That can come sometime.
This is a theory. You think men can get, not men can't get periods, but men can get, like, monthly hormonal?
Oh, I agree.
Does that
with
make
that.
Sense?
Yeah. Yes? I've seen that. Yeah. I've
right?
Seen
that. How?
Like, every month, just like it's. I don't know if, like, levels change or whatever, but I very much think that certain guys have, they don't have a period, but they have some sort of hormonal change that happens once every month.
Is this like a
more sensitive
Mercury in retrograde?
Like, yep.
Maybe. Men experience similar symptoms when they go through hormonal imbalances.
Boom.
I wish that men could get our, like,
yes.
we had, like,
we
a,
were right.
I wish that we had a period just so we'd have shit to, because I'm a booty guy, and, like.
You could blame it on that shit, man.
Yeah.
It's my period.
It's not, you don't even need to say it. Like, I think that, like, I don't know, like, you're a woman, you can get away with being moody, and I wouldn't ask because I don't want them to get moodier, you know?
Right,
like,
you
I don't
want to
be like, is this your time of the, you don't ask. You just, like, assume in your brain, and then I want a time of the month for me.
Right.
I'd put all my bad boots in there.
Yeah, I get, I don't know. But also it's like, is it hormonal? Is it just depression? I don't know.
Yeah, it's depression. For me, it's depression. It's tied to like small successes and failures, I think.
Mm.
Highs and lows.
Like sometimes when I'm really sad, I try to like write down why I think I'm sad. And usually it's tied to like, oh, I got like 4 no's on something today, you know, like, you know, so-and-so didn't respond to this work thing or something like that. And
I got to find a fucking hobby.
I gotta find like a kickball league or something.
Kickball league?
You know, I used to be in adult kickball league, and it was the shit.
I was in kickball too.
Really?
Yeah, I played.
Was it Zog Sports?
No, it was gay. The New York gay dodgeball league. Yeah, they have a football league, a softball league, a dodgeball.
There's a gay dodgeball league?
Yeah.
No way.
Isn't that like isn't that just like more trauma for you guys? Like, take it.
Throwing the fucking ball right at their head, bro.
It's called Spear the Queer.
Wait, were people hooking up?
Bag in a bag.
We also have gay Jewish breakfast. It's called Schmierwood Queers.
There you go. Everybody fits in nowadays. Everybody gets a piece. Yeah.
Did you? Were there like people hooking up after the thing?
Yeah, it was
like,
all fucking
what
man.
Is gay dodgeball?
I mean, it's just, you know, a bunch of fat lesbians running around sweaty, throwing the ball around.
What was it, co-ed or was it just?
No, it was just all back then. It was all lesbians. I'm sure now there's a lot of the other things that are involved, non-binary and all that. But back then, it was just lesbians.
Uh-huh.
So there were some few hot ones in the mix, you know. There was a few hot little mamas in the mix, you know. Try to throw down on them.
Would you guys hook up afterwards?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Really?
Yeah, it was like, you know.
So it's everything you stereotypically 20s. That you would think, like,
yeah.
Wow, that was quite a game. Let's go shower.
It was on the Y on, was that 9th Avenue near the West Side Highway?
Oh, so it's indoors. There was a locker room tied to it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's pretty
cool.
Hell yeah.
You all hit the locker. Wow.
Yeah, man.
This is a good porn.
Hit and run, baby. Hit and run.
Oh, I have a bruise.
Exactly. Let me help you rub that out, baby.
Damn. Yeah. I got to join a gay dodgeball league.
Oh, they would eat you up.
Really?
They would love you, yeah.
Oh.
It's going against all your instincts.
I know. Well, no, I could get my anger out, like throwing the ball and be like, I'm not gay.
I meant dodging balls.
Oh. Oh,
there you go. That's what I thought you meant to.
Ah, fuck.
I passed by one of those kickball leagues in Williamsburg, and there was a woman crying because she, like, struck out.
Oh, God.
What?
Yeah, and I was just like, this is, I don't know. I feel like then, do people take it serious?
Oh, yes. A lot of those people, they don't have a lot going on in their lives, so that is real serious for them.
Yeah, are you sure you want to be a part of that?
I feel like it would just, I would relive childhood gym trauma.
No, dude, it's all a bunch of fucking dorks. I was the fucking alpha on the kickball team. Are you kidding me? I was fucking.
But you weren't in high school.
Sly tackling people out.
So this is way to redeem your loser self from high school.
What? Fuck you.
I'm just trying to get to the bottom. Yeah. Well, like, I wasn't cool in high school, and I think that I would just revert to my old high school self.
No, I'm not trying to do it to be cool. I'm trying to do it to, like, get my mind off things and get exercise and have fun at the same time.
So go to the batting cages.
I'll go to the batting cages.
I'm down for the batting
you
cages.
You want to go to the batting cages?
Yeah, I'm down.
That'd be fun. Yeah.
Whack the shit out of balls.
We knew.
Yeah.
I had a feeling.
I don't know why you couldn't tell that place.
You have a lot of start shit in the 7-Eleven parking lot.
Yeah, for sure, man. Yeah, especially
you think you've thrown a Monster Energy drink at someone?
Red Bull, but close. Okay. Yeah.
You bring your own bat to the cages?
Yeah.
It's just a huge dildo.
A black one, too. Big black one.
Yeah. This is Marquise.
Black Lightning.
Marquise. Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. You guys like to get high, and I like to get high with you. That's why it is time for us to go to YoDelta.com and stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8. They sent me vapes. They sent me gummies. Holy moly. Do they work? And I love them. So if you are over the age of 21 and do live in the majority of states where it's legal, go to YoDelta.com today. And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp. It can be legally shipped to various states. And most importantly, it gets you high. I will tell you from personal experience, Delta 8 works, and these products need to be taken responsibly. So head on over to YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use our promo code GAS, you get 25% off your order. One more time, guys, that's promo code GAS for 25% off at YoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that gets you super high. All right, let's get back into the show.
Yeah, so you started comedy like 8 months ago, and then you have, like, a regular straight job, but you don't use your, like, name.
No, I changed
so
my last
smart.
Name.
That's so
smart. I wish I did that.
Yep. Changed I talked to so name. Many people that wish they did that.
Right.
You know?
My mother's maiden name. My mother's maiden last name. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the way to do it.
Well, you look me up, my government name, there's going to all kinds of charges will come up, too. Like,
really?
Like, when I've been arrested. Yeah.
For what?
Oh, man, you know. Can you know. a lot of assault, like he was saying.
Something happened to do with a baseball bat?
Yeah, yeah, a lot of assault charges, theft, or, you know, theft, stealing, drugs, shit like that. Yeah. Never prostitution, though. So.
Hey, congrats.
There's still time for that.
Yeah, you know what
I mean? Still time. It ain't so you yet. Got away with that, you're saying?
I mean, I paid for a Jewish lawyer.
It wasn't me. What are you?
No, it wasn't you, but I'm not Jewish.
I'm a bad-looking Italian like him.
Hey, come on, get out of here.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I feel like I'm looking in the mirror a little bit right now. But
give yourself some credit.
You guys are handsome motherfuckers. Come on.
Yes.
Come on. One time, comedy tens.
I think I said comedy ten. It's like being first place at the Special Olympics. still losing.
Still retarded.
Spetty spends.
Mm-hmm. Remember when we... Oh, I'm sorry, I cut you off.
No, go ahead.
I remember when we went down to... where was that? That Pennsylvania gig that we did together?
Oh, that casino?
No, it wasn't a casino. It was next to a casino. And your big scam was... So I was opening for Ian, which means that I go up, and then the first 15 minutes of his act is doing an impersonation of me. And then, I forget what the money was, but there was like an extra $100 that you promised, and that came from you. You were working at some like shiesty printer repair business, and you had a Russian boss who said that if we got him gambling cards from the Sands Casino, he would give us an extra $100, and you counted that in with the money.
Uh-huh.
So we drove to the Sands Casino, and we started filling out these applications that were going to this mysterious Russian man, and we had to give out our social security numbers. And I was like, fuck this. I'm not doing this. We just ended up leaving.
And then we went to a salad works, and the guy like fucked up our salads.
I forgot about that part.
Ruined my night.
Yeah. But you were trying to like... calm down this angry Russian man over text the whole way back to New York, who was like, why would you walk out? It was just your social security number.
Yeah. He was running a rewards card scam at casinos and was like, I'll give you $100 a pop for every rewards card you get. And I was like, great. And I thought I could just give fake info and then just pocket all the cash. But we had to give like driver's license, social security.
Oh,
and I was like,
no.
Vladimir, I don't feel good. He was just yelling at me through text the whole way back.
Definitely make a credit card.
Turn the car around. And you're like, he's saying to turn a car around. I'm like,
yeah, yeah, that's right. He was like, just turn around and go get the car. So I was like, Vladimir, no, please. Vladimir, I still want to fix printers for you, please.
Right. Still want to fix printers for you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was my fucking Pitney Bowes printer job. God, I remember that. That was wild. I used to ride my bike all around Manhattan, fix like 12 printers a day.
I remember that.
And just do like open mics and everything until like 1 a.m. and then fucking do it again the next day. I lost so much weight. It was fucking awesome.
Were you sober?
Pretty cool. I was smoking weed, but I wasn't drinking. But I would just go get like ripped, just ride my bike around, fix these printers at like multi-million dollar companies. Yeah. And they're these huge mail meters that print postage en masse on lettering so that the offices don't have to deal with the post office and everything. And I'd go in and these people would just be mind blown. Like, the machine won't work. It's tax season. We have to send out all of our letters. You need to help us. And they were so dumb. No one knew how to work these postage meters. And I'd go and it'd be like unplugged or wouldn't be turned on.
A reset.
Yeah. And I'd be like, okay, pay me, you know? And it was always in the mail room. So I was around like the real freaks. Like, it was an Abercrombie and Fitch. Like, people in the front office were like hot, and the mailroom was just like Slimers.
Like,
no windows, just no vibe.
When you walked in, were they like, mailroom?
He's going to the mailroom.
I go back. Are you lost, sir?
Yeah. It was, and then one time I would like hear like gossip and everything, you know, because the women and everything would be talking and be working. And one time when they signed out the slip, I was like, thanks, have a good day. And by the way, you deserve better. And I like left.
Shit.
And they were like, it's a sign. You do deserve better. That man knows. I was like,
He knows.
Wait. The printer man knows.
The printer man knows.
That printer man
knows.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Those jobs where you like, I had one of those jobs where I was wholly unqualified for, and I just spent the whole day looking up how to do the job on YouTube.
Yeah. When I first started, there was another Russian guy, Max, who was like training me, and he was just like, you'll figure it out. And I was like, all right, thanks.
Throw you in.
So I had to just call the help desk at this company and be like, what do I, help me, you know? And then eventually, like, you learn. But dude, for the first week, I was
lost in a sauce.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, I have to go call my boss outside. I have to order a part, and I would just
right,
be like,
just fuck,
how do I connect? This won't work, you know? There was like a 500 page manual I had to like read and figure it all out. Yeah, but once you figure it out, it was pretty, you know. But I felt kind of, I'd go around the city with a toolbox on my bike and walk in and boop, boop, boop. It's like a professional tinkerer.
Yeah, you felt important.
Yeah, I felt like Peter Venkman in the beginning of Ghostbusters.
Yeah,
when he walks in and goes, anybody call about a ghost?
Right, I'd walk
in, I'd have wires hanging out. I'd be like, anybody call about a printer?
Yeah.
Sherry and I used to play Ghostbusters all the time.
We did.
Growing up. I was Egon.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She was Winston.
The black
and
guy.
Her brother was Ray.
Yeah, Ray.
And he was looking for a Peter.
Yeah.
One of the very first times I ever remember really crying was with you.
Probably. Did I hurt you or something?
No, no, no. We were like the wild child.
We were crazy.
And you and I were on a sleeping bag going down the stairs.
Yes, because I wanted to reenact the Home Alone thing where Kevin McAllister went down the steps.
Yes.
You fucked yourself up.
Yep. And we went down and we kept going down and I hit my head on the banister.
Blood.
And sliced my head open.
Blood.
And I'll never forget. I was like, I think my head is crying. Like, I didn't know. What, like,
I think my brain is sweating.
Yeah. And then I like looked and saw blood. I was like, oh, that's a different color sweat.
Yeah.
And then I saw blood gushing.
How little were you?
Oh, dude. I don't know.
Five, maybe.
Yeah. Like, it was like the first memory I have of like bleeding. And then I saw myself just blood gushing out. And I was like,
So was your family the type that was like, oh, poor Ian? Or were they like, it's not that bad, suck it up?
I don't think they took you to the hospital, did they? I don't remember that.
Did they put some super glue in the?
I don't know. I don't remember going to the hospital.
No, you probably
I think it was
stitches,
like, you're fine.
Yeah,
you're fine.
Yeah. We're adults. Us are having fun right now.
Yeah,
you're fine.
Yeah.
But
when you were crying, were they like?
No, my parents would call me Ianetta. When I would cry. Like, you're being a girl. Stop crying.
Right. It kind of sounds like Minetta.
Yeah.
Like Minetta Tavern.
Yeah. Well, that was like my girl name, Ianetta. Like, you're being a girl. Stop being a girl. Stop
being
a baby.
Well, that worked out.
Stop being a bitch. That worked out.
Stop being a little cocksucker.
Now look at him.
I'll show you.
Yeah. I got the same thing.
Did you?
Yeah.
What was your girl
like
name?
Girl. No, it was always just the, like, that's what girls do. That's how girls behave. I think my dad found that I had, like, a Ken doll when I was a kid because I played with a girl that had a Barbie doll and she gave me a Ken. Mm-hmm. I remember my dad flipping the fuck out.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no. One time I made, because I had my wrestling dolls, and I made a referee shirt for another action figure.
Uh-huh.
And I just remember he'd be like, Alice, he's making the dolls close. He's making outfits for his dolls.
Right. Not in this house.
Yep.
That my parents let me play with like there was a girl that I liked that had Barbies, so they got me like a Barbie coloring book or whatever. Like, I like New Kids on the Block.
Hell yeah, Jordan was my favorite.
Yeah. What? Yeah. I love New Kids on the Block.
Oh,
I like
played Pretty Princess with a girl.
That's
the board
fun.
Game.
That's
fun.
And my mom went, no, Zachary, when you play, it's Pretty Pretty Prince.
Oh my God.
You're not a princess, you're a prince.
Shit right.
Yeah, it was none of that. Like, you play with boy. It was none of that. But I was just like a whiny baby a lot.
You were spoiled. I remember that.
Parents would just be like, you stop being a girl. Like, stop crying. You're being a girl, you know.
Your dad was pretty tough, bro.
Oh, yeah.
He was a tough dude. He's definitely alpha male for sure. Yeah, for sure.
I want to know so much more about little kid Ian.
Oh, man. He was funny. Him and I just ripped off each other. So you got to go, right?
Yeah.
You're leaving?
I got to leave.
But let's tell the story how I met you first.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Tell it. I grabbed his cock. But
you did not. I have a girlfriend.
I didn't actually grab his cock.
It wasn't sexual.
I pretended to. Like, hey, big boy, you know? Like, I didn't like
I'm trying to remember if you learned my name before you reached for it or not.
There was a girl whose set was about, like, trauma and, like, getting, like, raped and everything. And then she was in the street.
So weird.
And Sherry came out and was like, damn, girl, you hot as shit. Let me see that ass.
Get over that rape, bitch.
I'm not comfortable. And she was like, who is this woman? I was like, it's just Jerry. Who cares? She was like, oh God.
Whoever you are, little lady, I'm sorry about that, but you're going to be just fine.
But if you're over it.
Give me a call. I'm married. But
I didn't see Sherry in years, and I saw her at the Cellar, and she was like in the crowd. And afterwards, she was like,
"I was with all them girls that night.
Yeah,
like 10 girls.
Yeah, I was like,
where's your wife?
I was like, where's your wife? She's like, she at home. This girl's straight, but I'm trying to turn that pussy. Yeah. Like, oh my God. Let's do it.
All right. Turn her over like a continental soldier, baby. You know? But yeah,
You almost threw your shoulder.
It was like
out.
It was like, hey, honk honk, but it just
right.
It wasn't an air honk. It was like a full honk.
I didn't feel, I didn't actually feel it.
You missed out then.
Well, you can't feel much. Not much there.
Yeah. It's very circumcised.
I just wanted you to feel welcome. That's
he was double circumcised. Then.
Right. That's what we call Delaware hello.
Yeah.
You had a great set that night, by the way.
Well, hi, man.
You had a great set that night.
I didn't perform at all that night.
Yes, you did.
That was me. Yeah.
Getting this all fucked up, man. You know. You guys do look alike, but they're
I told you. So did you mean to grab Ian's cock or mine?
No, we've never done nothing like that.
No.
This is the weirdest doppelganger episode we've ever done.
You two look alike. I want to
come back and we should wear the same outfit.
Oh my God, I'd love that.
That would be funny.
Yeah,
it's incredible. Yeah,
and you two should wear the same outfit.
Do a little planet.
I want one of them hats, man.
Done. Somebody mail me this. Mail us another one, and thank you very much.
Hell yeah,
they
awesome.
Mailed Alex and Nat some stuff too. So
that's
you.
Great.
Nice.
Where do you have to go?
I have physical therapy for my back.
But
I'll leave you with that great fucking opening. And
what happened?
I got shitty Jew parts, man.
Jew parts.
He's paying now for building the pyramids. Hey guys, real quick, let me talk to you about one of our favorite sponsors, and that is Manscaped, the leader in below the belt grooming. Guys, if you have a dick and balls, there is no company on earth that has you covered better than Manscaped. They have the Platinum Package 4.0, which has shampoos, body washes, upstairs and downstairs deodorant, gels, exfoliants, absolutely everything what somebody could need to keep your downstairs clean. They have the Shears 2.0, which is their full kit for nail care, with scissors, clippers, tweezers, and a file for the traveling man. The Persevere Cologne, the body buffer, but we all know the star of the show, and that's the Lawnmower 4.0. It's a buzzer. It's got anti-nick technology. It's got an LED light on it. And this thing works in the shower. You are not going to have an easier time safely trimming your downstairs bits than with the Manscaped. So head on over to the website. That's manscaped.com. And you're going to want to use our promo code BYGUYS. BIGUYS for 20% off with free shipping. One more time, guys. That's promo code BYGUYS at manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping for a perfect gift that'll be the biggest hit for anyone you know with a dick and balls. Let's get back into the show.
Oh shit.
He's got the back. Yeah, they put a lot of work in, man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they fall apart young now.
Yeah, and it's not good.
Are you still in Greenpoint?
Nah, I'm in the city.
Oh.
With my girl.
Oh, nice. Well, congrats, Sam.
Thank you. That's great. Been a lot of fun.
Sorry we started late, brother. My sincere apologies.
But you guys are so funny, and love to you, Sherry.
Love you, Sam. I'll see you soon. I'm going to come to one of your shows soon again.
Be safe, buddy.
That's a threat.
Hey, see ya.
Can't rape the willing.
Honk, honk.
All right, so I want to know about Ian as a kid.
He was really funny.
Was there a lot of, like, he would be talking and people would be like, shut up? Because I feel like that's where he gets some of his insecurities.
No, I think they just we just let them. Like we would do like little shows together, and like I remember we would like just play a lot and dance a lot, and we just would always crack up. Mm-hmm. I would feed off of him, he would feed off of me. My brother be in the corner crying, you know. Just like, why can't I be a part of that, you know?
Yeah.
I remember he was spoiled. His dad and mom loved him a lot, and he would always have the cooler toys before me, you know, and I would always get upset about that.
We would go to, like, I had this vivid memory of, like, going to the Concord. I was just at the Concord Mall when I was in Delaware. Yeah. And I remember, like, going to KB Toys and just, like, waiting for them to, like, open to go in and get
a
Ninja Turtle toy.
Hell yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I had, like, all the Ghostbuster, like, bed sheets and everything.
You did. You had all the toys. Yeah. You had the proton pack that shot out like the yellow foam thing. And
yeah.
Yeah. I went to Bellevue State Park and you would drive around on your like motorized little car.
Oh yeah, I had a little fire truck.
I was so mad about that, bro. Yeah. I remember I was like, get out, I want to try it. And like you started crying because you wouldn't let me try it.
I was such a whiny baby.
You little fucker. Let me try your fucking car, bro.
Oh, Iannetta rears his head yet again.
No, but he was funny. I remember he always made us laugh and like jokes and just smiling all the time.
Yeah.
He was really funny.
That's right. It's really cool to meet you, by the way. It's very cool to see a little piece of Ian's past.
Yeah. It's an honor to meet you, bro. I've been following you and fucking with you for a while, man.
Yeah, she's a big fan of comedy too.
I've been watching comedy for years, so yeah.
What is who in your family have you told that you're doing comedy to?
Just my mom, my dad, my brother, everyone really. It's on Facebook, so the boomers actually figured out Facebook, so now they can all see it as well. And everyone's first question, are you getting paid?
Oh, yeah.
Are you getting paid for that shit yet? What are you doing? I'm like, no, bro, it's just a hobby right now. I mean, sometimes I get $10, $20 here and there.
That was a big thing, you know, in my house.
Like, yeah.
Getting paid for any of this, you do,
yeah.
Zachary?
Yeah.
Well, then
yeah.
Maybe it'll lead to something real one day.
Exactly, yeah.
You're not getting paid. It's not worth it. I remember I went home to Delaware, and I drove, I was going to like these friends I made in like AA in Delaware, because when I got sober, I had to like leave all my friend groups and everything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, obviously, you know, like you have to change everything. So I had moved back to New York and I went down for like a housewarming to these friends from AA and everything. And, you know, like a lot of them can be like judgy or like shitty, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And a lot of great people, but a lot of them, it's like small town, catty, whatever. And I was like so nervous about showing up because, dude, these people were like having kids and buying a house. And I'm like doing open mics in New York, you know, like working printer jobs, delivering pizzas. Like I'm a fucking failure, you know, it sucked. And I drove down and I get there and my window's down. I'm smoking a cigarette before I like get out. And this girl comes up and she goes, oh my God, you're here. I go, yeah. And she goes, are you still trying to do that whole comedy thing?
Yeah. I've had that. Yeah.
And I go, yeah, I am. She goes, and how's that? And I go,
yeah,
it's great. And then I go, I'll see you inside. And she goes, okay. She walked away. I had a full-blown panic attack. Ooh. I rolled the window up, and I just drove away. And I drove to your parents' house.
Okay.
And was like, I never talked to any of those people again.
Right,
because like,
fuck them
this.
Haters, bro.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
And, dude, I remember I left, and I was at an intersection, and I had to pull over because I was getting, like, the wom-woms. Like, oh, my God, like, all this shit. Yeah. And I just drove to your parents' house, and we worked on your dad's car.
Yeah, exactly. My dad ain't going to give you a hug or nothing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Let's work on this car real quick. You know? Yeah.
Yeah, I was like,
but it made you feel better, right?
I just had something horrible
traumatic
experience.
He's it's like, okay, buddy.
Change your oil.
Yeah.
Exactly. Thanks, Clyde.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah, but I'll never forget that. That was like such a, I felt so small.
Yeah, but fuck them. Look at you now, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
But at the same time, it's like, I don't know, when anyone's like, yeah, I'm doing comedy, nobody knows like what it takes and what it, you know, so they're just like, oh, when are you having a Netflix? And you're like, I've been doing it for 5 weeks, you know?
Yeah.
Because there's both sides of it. Like, I've had times where I've been with family members, and they'll be like, so did you quit comedy yet? Are you not really doing stand-up anymore? You done with that, huh?
Right.
And then, like, but then also you do meet people who say they're doing comedy, and
yeah.
It's, dude, I told you I was at a party, and a girl was like, I'm a comedian. And I didn't talk about it. I was like, oh, cool. And yeah. the two guys that were with me knew I was a comic. And I just let her have it.
Uh-huh.
Let her have
that's my favorite.
And I was like, so where do you perform? She's like, well, I haven't been up in like 2 or 3 years.
I'm writing a book now. So.
But, and then she like starts telling us her act and everything, like just hammered. And I just let her go through it. It was so great. It was so rewarding.
Yeah.
I loved it. Because I don't like talking to, like, if an Uber driver asks me what I do, I always just say, like, I'm an editor or something.
Oh, yeah.
Or, like, maybe I'll be like, oh, I work on a radio show.
Yeah.
Right, right, right.
I would never, like, I don't want to be engaged with it at
all. Well, I was checking into the hotel last weekend in Jersey. I did Stress Factory, and they put me up at that, like, hotel down the street. And the guy's like, oh, you're here for Stress Factory. You're a comedian. I was like, yeah. And he goes, you write your own jokes? You do your own material?
The fuck,
or do you go up and do like, you know, I love Fluffy. And I was like, I was like, actually, I do some of his. And he goes, really? And I was like, nah,
that's
a lie.
You doing Fluffy would be pretty great, though.
Like me.
That would be funny if you did Fluffy.
I would love to do Fluffy. Could you imagine? I just stole Fluffy's act? I mean, I already wear shorts on stage.
There you go.
Yeah. Halfway there, button up
Bring
shirts.
Some chihuahuas up there.
Yeah. Yo quiero Fluffy. You want to get into some news stories?
Yeah, let's go. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about this CGI kiss because I did not notice this.
Oh, yeah. Did you see the movie?
I did watch the movie.
Did you see the movie You People?
Yeah, I liked it.
Did you?
Yeah. With Jonah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't mind it. I thought
it was fine.
It
was
fine. It was like wholesome.
Yeah.
You know what's funny?
Shit.
Yeah. All my comic friends are like, yeah, it was okay. And everyone I know that's not a comic, like a regular person, like, this was horse shit. This sucked. Like a friend has been hitting me up like, you got to watch it so we can hate talk about it. I'm like, I have no desire.
I mean, it was fine.
It seems corny.
It was fine. It corny. I'll tell you, and I think I said this on Dylan's podcast already, and I apologize for people that heard that, but there's two things I could never see in a movie again, and I'm fine with it.
Mm.
I'm done with every character needing to have a fucking podcast.
Mm.
And then that's how they do the exposition in the movie, is by cutting to them doing the podcast.
Right.
Look, here it is, 5 years later. I don't know if you remember.
All the bright lights.
Everything's always, that's how they write movies now, is they have a podcast, and the exposition is either clips of them with the podcast underneath it, or that'll be like 3 years later, and then cuts to them on the podcast, like, so here's where I am in my life.
Yeah,
because it's easier than doing context clues. Let me just explain it to you.
Right, right.
Do you think that's because everyone's so dumb they have to spoon feed things?
No, it's just that everyone has a podcast.
Everyone does have a fucking
podcast. Everyone has a podcast, so it's an easy trope.
It's oversaturated.
The other thing, if I never see this in entertainment again, I'm gonna be fine with it. White guys who care too much about sneakers.
Oh,
I'm over it. I'm done with it. It's just like there's a scene where he's in synagogue and of course he like stands up and he's got the little napkin to wipe his shoe.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just like, we get it. It's funny because it's for black guys, but a white guy's doing
it.
It was fun. It seemed like a waste to Eddie Murphy.
I know. That's what I thought.
He had one scene where he meets him in a restaurant.
Did he steal it?
He has a couple funny lines.
The smoothie place. Side. Like, there's like, what do you say, butterfly fart dust or something?
Yeah,
I thought that was hilarious.
He's even like, he's like, what happened to really black guys?
Yeah.
He's like, you used to be real, real dark, and now nobody's dark anymore.
Right,
like, there was a couple like hints of Eddie Murphy to it.
Right.
On that, it was an acceptable, hey, I'm going to watch this with my chick.
If you've got Eddie Murphy in a movie, how are you not just letting him go?
Let him be him.
Yeah.
Or he's a great actor. Let him do something cool. Like, he's great in that Dolomite movie.
Right.
He's a very talented performer, and I feel like it was just a very, like,
neutered,
you know, color by numbers. That it's the movie. That movie comes out, what, every 5 years now?
Yeah.
The interracial couple. The, you know, they did it
fish
with
fish out of water interracial,
you know,
couple.
I'm sure Bernie
Look
Mac
who's
did
coming
one.
To dinner.
Cedric the Entertainer. Yeah. I'm sure Kevin Hart. I'm sure every major black comic has done this exact or a play on this exact type of movie.
Yeah.
Well, the next iteration is going to be transgender.
Oh.
Yeah. The bring home my that actually they haven't made any movies like that.
They should,
like,
right?
Bringing home the trans girl to meet the family in the
I'm sure that's in progress.
Or the non-binary, and they're like, wait, they, them, what?
I want to be in that, and I will method act.
Okay,
and I will do my own research, and you know,
Let him know it's popping.
My mom's such a sweetheart. There's like no judgment or anything, but she doesn't know like
mom.
Terms and stuff. But she'll be like,
same.
I'd be like, oh, I'm going on a date. My mom's like, yeah, that is it a born girl or one of your friends?
A born girl.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, mom. You
oh,
sweet
Gail.
Angel.
We love Gail.
Yeah.
I love you, Gail.
Yeah. How can you get mad at that? You know?
No, no. She means well.
Yeah.
She's a
yeah.
sweetheart. She doesn't mean any
yeah.
malicious.
Could you imagine like yelling yeah. at your poor sweet mother for not getting like the terminology correct?
No.
No. Well, the last one of the last times I was home, my grandma asked me what woke was.
Really?
What is woke?
Not you, Grandma.
Explain it to me. Your what'd mother you, and I saw it in an article.
Right, what'd you, right, what'd, right.
What'd you say?
I tried to explain it, but then, of course, like, my fucking comedian brain went off, so I had, like, a negative definition of it. Uh-huh. Thank sure, God yeah. my wife was there
yeah.
to, like, kind of really explain
reel
it.
Reel you in a little bit.
Yeah. Because yeah. I started going a little hard.
Uh-huh.
Me too. I fucking hate woke people.
Yeah, same. Yeah, see, that yeah. came out of me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, y'all don't really know what it's like to be in the trenches, bro. Like,
yeah.
How much time anyway. Have you done?
What's that mean?
Like in jail.
I don't know what you're talking about. No, I'm just kidding. I've done juvie time. I got okay. my shit together when I was.
I feel like I'm gonna talk
20s.
You through a toilet.
Yo, by the way, that's a great toilet back there.
Yes,
I didn't know what the fuck was going on back there. With
I feel like you're gonna open up our cabin and be like, "Y'all got great commissary."
Yeah. Got them oodles and noodles that you could boil and not put in a cup, you know. No, I did juvie time for a little bit, and I was in and out of rehab a lot in my teens.
What's the biggest charge you've ever gotten?
I would say assault, the assault charge.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, I got two or three of those. And then once you get one, and you get a second, and you get a third, and, you just, and then restraining orders come, and you know.
Yeah, it's a vicious cycle.
Exactly. It is a vicious cycle.
I had grand theft. That was my big one, and it got taken down. To burglary.
Okay. But you're not a felon. I'm not a felon.
No,
knock
no,
on
no.
wood. Not yet.
Yeah, I had yeah. grand theft and burglary, and I got taken down to trespassing and theft of a conveyance.
Of a conveyance?
Theft of a conveyance is...
What is that?
Technically, it's if you run out of a cab without paying. It's
right.
stealing a ride.
Say, yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's not so bad.
Yeah. yeah.
Thank you. No. Yeah, because me and my friends got arrested, and thank God one of my friends... was like a career criminal.
That's
and they,
a little slap
right,
on
they
the
figured
wrist.
It out.
Yeah, that
right?
wasn't bad at all. That yeah. was like 100 hours community service.
Yeah, I did a few community services.
My biggest charge was class 4 felony weapons charge.
What'd
and
you
then
have?
I pled down to misdemeanor criminal mischief.
Yeah.
Which sounds cute.
Yeah, it is yeah. adorable.
Just a little bit of mischief.
Yeah, mine pled down to terroristic threatening.
Ooh.
Oh,
but it's not a terrorist. I was just like, oh, fuck this bitch up. Like, it's not like a real terrorist, you know. But they played it down to.
I was in rehab one time with this guy who was he was like blackout drunk on Xanax, and he was like,
oh, I'm sorry, real quick. By the way, I wasn't trying to compare myself to you or sound tough.
No.
I'm an enormous pussy.
No.
I never want to sound like I'm trying
I
to tell heroes.
I never thought that, bro.
I'm never trying to tell hero stories.
I feel like we're going to be good friends, man. I never thought that at all.
I want you guys to be in a buddy cop film.
Dude, that would be awesome.
I love right? this guy, man.
Yeah?
That would be so much fun.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be great?
I'm oh, my down. God.
I'm down.
What were you saying, Ian?
Yeah.
This guy got terroristic threat because he was blackout drunk and he was in the middle of the street with no gun in his
hand. Just his hand?
His hand being like, everybody, I have a bomb.
Pew, pew, pew.
Stop, stop. And he was just like blackout. And dude, every group share in rehab was my terroristic threat, my this and that. And I'm going to lose this. It was like, Bill, get over it.
Right,
right?
Yeah. Delaware loves a terroristic threatening charge.
Oh, yeah.
But isn't that a great, that's also like if somebody beats you up. Like, I remember a kid that got his
exactly.
ass kicked pretty bad.
Exactly.
They added charge. Like, the kid was like, and he said he was going to blow up my family, and he called me this. Like, you yeah. just add, you trump it up.
They trump it up. They did, for sure. Yeah.
I yeah, if you are fighting with someone and you say, like, a slur accidentally comes out just out of, like, this recess in your mind, you'll get
which sucks, because those can be punched out of me.
Yeah.
If you hit me hard enough in the stomach, they just come right out.
Right, exactly. They just roll off the tongue so easy for me, man, you know.
I'm like the little Pillsbury Doughboy. You tickle me and they come out.
Right.
Woo-hoo, juice!
I'm going to murder you. No, I'm not.
And you put me in the oven.
Oh, that was a good one. That was a fucking great one.
Oh, fuck.
Hell yeah.
Pillsbury Proud Boy.
All right,
white
yeah.
flower.
Show the kiss. Let's see.
Oh yeah, I forgot we were talking about.
It's fake.
So Andrew Schultz told Charlamagne,
on his podcast,
that they like stop when they're about this close to each other, and then if you're looking, you can kind of see the shadow.
Oh, there's definitely a shadow.
What?
Doesn't look so good.
Why don't they? Why would they do that?
There's a lot of speculation that she didn't want to kiss Jonah Hill.
100%
people.
Yeah, I is there?
Why wouldn't she want to kiss Jonah Hill?
Did they not get along or something?
I don't know. People are kind of hating on her though, because like as the lead in a romantic comedy, maybe you shouldn't be cast if you don't want to kiss the other lead.
Yeah, for sure.
They didn't have a ton of chemistry.
Really?
There was a few scenes where they looked kind of cute together.
Uh huh.
Because they were both a little schlubby. And they're like, that could be a couple.
Exactly, yeah.
They didn't have a lot of charisma. And I didn't notice that. I mean, I may have been laying down on my phone by this point in the movie. Because the ending comes out of kind of nowhere, and it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It almost seems like they just were like, and now we have to end the movie.
Right, exactly. And they're going to get back together.
But Andrew on his podcast was like, it was weird. They stopped, and we're like, that's going to look weird. And then they all went and saw the movie, and they CGI'd the kiss.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Why didn't she get along with Jonah? Why didn't she want to kiss Jonah?
So there's really no information on it. Some people are speculating that they faked the kiss to show respect for her partner, Nipsey Hussle, who shot dead a few years ago. But then also, she has kissed another actor on screen since then, so that argument doesn't hold so much weight.
Why would it be to show respect for her partner who died?
He's fucking dead,
5 years ago.
Yeah, maybe his other friends would fuck Jonah Hill up if they was kissing this girl. I'd fucking make out with Jonah Hill. I don't give a fuck. Sober, yeah, drunk, whatever. That's crazy.
I'd make out with Jonah Hill. Yeah. No. I just want to be his bud.
I'd do both.
And if we had to kiss together, I'd be like, all right, give me a smooch. Yeah.
She definitely should have made out with him. It's fucking acting, bro. Get over yourself, man. Get over your fucking
self. So Schultz was in it. Felipe Esparza was in it for a second. That made me really happy.
Yeah.
And like, I think there was one or two other comics in it. But yeah, it was not once, like, I think this is my argument with like the Velma series and everything too. Like, I recognize what it is.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a grown adult man, and it's not for me.
Right.
Like, that was cute.
A cute family movie.
Yeah, it was wholesome.
Yeah.
It was like a wholesome, nice little movie.
And for the Velma thing, it's like, you know, that's for 13-year-olds. Like,
What is the thing with Velma?
I know, like, she's a lesbian.
Mindy Kaling has a new Velma, like, Scooby-Doo thing.
And
it's not for us.
She's gay, right?
Kids. I don't know.
I heard she's a dyke in it.
Maybe. I mean, that was, she kind of has been, though.
Yeah, right? Just, like, we all got to talk
thing?
About it. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I mean, them bangs alone are fucking queer as shit. You know, bangs and the fucking glasses, you know. Bitch looks like she walked out of Williamsburg, you know what I mean?
It's for kids, man. I think we're spoiled as a generation because so many cartoons have been for kids and adults.
Yeah.
And had like little hidden jokes for grown-ups. So now that when something is generally just for kids, we're like, this sucks. This isn't good for me.
Yeah, there's
it's not for you, moron. Don't, why are you watching a kid show?
Yeah.
Like, this isn't Adult Swim, like, or whatever. This isn't, like, an adult cartoon. Or even, like, and this is so dumb, but, like, I can watch something like a Teen Titans, like a superhero thing, because they'll have little superhero references to things that I know.
Right. Mm-hmm. You can fuck with that.
That'll make me laugh. But, and I could watch, like, if I had a little cousin or, like, you know, if I'm with a friend and his kids are watching, and I'll be like, oh, that's fun. But, I don't give a shit about, like, that's not for, there's a million things to watch. Just because it used to be for you, you don't own it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I will say, fucking Ghostbusters, the female Ghostbusters wasn't made for me. It was like made for a younger generation. I still thought
feminists.
It sucked ass.
It was horrible.
The new Ghostbusters was incredible. Did you see that?
Yeah. When Paul Rudd, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, when they brought it back and it was his son and all that. That was heartfelt.
Yes.
I like that. That was heartfelt. That was emotional. That was some badass shit.
You know when I knew that the Lady Ghostbusters was going to be bad? In the trailer. The power Patty compels you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I was like, oh, well, here's a 40-year-old reference because we have fucking Leslie Jones in this.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, dude, that was a fucking stinker. Which What did you? Because Bridesmaids is a funny fucking movie.
No, Bridesmaids is funny.
Is incredible. I love Girls Trip.
Given that
incredible.
Material, those people are very talented, funny people.
100%.
My whole thing is that movie would have been so good if it was not Ghostbusters. If yeah. it was just its standalone thing, and then they could have taken it wherever. But because they had to fall in line with like women Ghostbusters, it had to be a certain way. But those actresses are great. But they all just played the like Leslie Jones was a loud yelly. Melissa. Yeah. McCarthy was, you
it's
know,
pronounced Yeti.
She was a Yeti. Yeti. And Kristen Wiig was like, "Oh, I'm nervous." You know, it just, I don't know, it sucked. But the new Ghostbusters is incredible. It didn't try to be anything other than its own movie, and it had fucking a black teenage girl, a young girl lead, a Chinese boy, and it was amazing. And it wasn't like, look at us, we're doing this. They were just people that existed in the world, which I don't care if you remake movies and you make it with whatever cast, just don't make it a thing of like, this is, we're drawing attention to what it is. Just have it exist. Does that make sense?
No, it makes 100% sense.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want it to feel forced.
Yes, right. Exactly.
Like even, and I'm just because I'm such a horror nerd, in the most recent, not the one that's going to come out, the Scream, I guess, 5,
mm-hmm.
they have a scene where they're basically back in the high school area and they're back on the steps that mm-hmm. they meet on in the first movie.
Yeah.
But they're all like diverse,
right?
And it literally looks like a Burger King Kids Club version,
right?
Of
Mickey Mouse Club, yeah.
And it's like, no, when you're making your friends, you don't literally go, "All right, it's not Pokemon. Right. You don't collect one of each."
Yeah, yeah.
Like, go to a high school right now. I bet you all the Indian kids still sit together.
They 100%
do. Yeah.
You know, and I bet there's cool Indians and then there's other Indians at another adjacent table. Like we're still tribal.
Yeah.
And we're pack animals.
Yeah.
And that's not a race by any, but it's.
No, it's just human nature.
No, you find your people, man.
Yeah. You want to be around your
people. It looks silly.
Yeah.
Especially if it's supposed to be a fucking, like, upper end high school in California. It's like, I don't think this friend group found each other. And they all happen to be directly related to people who were murdered 20 years ago.
Yeah, that were all white for
and
some
let's
reason.
Not discuss. Right. Oh, yeah. Right. Seven white people get murdered. Somehow they have 8 black relatives.
Right.
Unless Thomas Jefferson got shot.
Yeah, somebody
none of that makes sense.
Somebody like that black dick, you know what I mean? Somebody like that black dick. Right in there.
Yeah, they got killed in Scream, but they all got pregnant watching Scary Movie.
Exactly. Sydney Prescott's daughter or granddaughter likes that.
It was Sydney Prescott, not Sydney Poitier. Yeah. That is a very nerdy, racist film joke.
That was
no, I got
top tier. Top tier. Oh, fuck. That's great.
Yeah, let's do one or two more stories and get out of here, Bubba.
All right.
I want. Did we have a picture of this golf ball?
Oh, what's a golf? What's the golf ball?
What?
We have an X-ray of the golf ball.
Oh, golf ball successfully removed from teen's anus at Royal Adelaide.
It was a hole in one.
Them anal beads getting big on them now.
This is the X-ray of a 14-year-old.
Oh, is this bad to see?
Ooh,
oh,
is
oh
this
God!
Bad to see?
How'd it get up there?
That is a great question. They really only talk in this article about how they got it out, which was through the use of like a ton of laxatives.
Oh,
so they really
sounds like my Saturday night. Holy shit.
Let me see. Hold on. An intensive procedure to physically extract the ball went on for 2 hours under general anesthesia.
Oh.
And despite trying various methods, such as a suction cup, medical net, quad-prong grasper, and balloon catheter, the doctors were unable to achieve success. I read last night that they ended up giving him, like, a lot of laxatives. Like,
oh, he just shit it out.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And they just waited it out, and it worked.
Wow.
Now, wait, maybe he couldn't shit it out because nobody yelled four first?
Right. Oh, no. Sometimes people, when they get shot with a bullet, it just stays in there. I figured maybe it would just stay in, you know, but.
Oh,
no, that's way too bad. It's probably a blockage, too.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I think it made it all the way to his colon.
Oh.
If I.
Oh.
So he was shoving.
So it was a colon one.
Yeah, this motherfucker is funny. Is that a colon one?
All right, let's just end it.
Well, that's the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Yo, that's the
Thank
shit,
you so
man.
Much. I want to thank Sam Rubinoff for stopping in. I apologize for the delay, brother. He's very funny. Please check him out. Please check out Sherry. Go see her live. Support new comics. Support Ian's cousin. And thank you so much for hanging out with us
today.
Thank
you for having me. This has been great.
And thank you to the ladies in the booth. Buy Alex's Baby Something Fun. Instagram, I am Alex Scar. And on behalf of everybody here at the show, bye, guys.
Bye, guys.